Takan drink a little seder. Arba koises. Every person is mitzvah to drink arba koises and lila seder. Rashi says in Psochim Tzadik Tes, why Chazal will metaken arba koises? Keneged arba leshonot shel geula. Voitzeisi, veitzalti, vegaalti, velakachti. That's the before Shem say ve'eveti. It's the kosher Eliyahu, lo'asid lovoi. Keneged arba leshonot shel geula, we have arba koises. The Mephoshim speak out. So why dafka wine? Maybe we have four apples. Klal Yisrael nimshal etapuach, ketapuach be'atze hayar, ken doidi ben abonos, maybe egoizim, ginas egoiz yoradeti. And the Mephoshim have different esbeirim why dafka we drink. The four choices, keneged arba, dafka four choices of wine. Some say because it says in the Pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik, when he went and he came to Poter the Chalomot of Paro, so Sarah Mashkim, it says three times that he had the kois and he gave it to Paro, and then his kois should be Birkas HaMazon. It's different as Berim. For example, there's one Esber from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would say that it says every gishmaket thing in the world, person likes chocolate. One bar, two bars, three bars. Person likes pizza. One pie, two pies. There's a limit how much a person can eat. Wine, we saw in Purim, the more the guy drinks, he wants to drink more. It's the only thing, the more you get into it, you get more addicted to it. And Ruchnius is the same thing. A person learns a little bit, he doesn't have such a cheshik to go. The more he learns, the more he wants to learn. You see, who comes when Asmanim to learn? The guys that learn the whole Zman. You would think the opposite. If he learns the whole Zman, but Asmanim, he could rest. The guy that doesn't learn during the Zman will come to learn but Asmanim. But it doesn't work like that. So the same thing in Geulat Hashem, when a person gets close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wants to get closer and closer. So this is the reason we drink four Arba Kasot Shel Yayin. Maybe in the Hemshech, we'll see maybe another Hezber. But I want first to go to the Sugiya. Rabboteinu were miyased to us that the Arba Kasot Shel Yayin Shel Lila Seder is two dinim and Arba Kasot Shel Lila Seder. One din, koishel brocha. Now we'll explain. Lamashal, we make chatuna, we have koishel brocha. Brit milah, koishel bracha. Brikas amazon, koishel brocha. Kiddush, koishel brocha. Every Jewish thing kimat gets a koishel brocha. Pitnabet, koishel brocha. The night of Seder, we have four koishel brocha. Kiddush, Haggadah, Brikas amazon, the halal. This is one thing in the Koishel Brocha and Lila Seder. Four Koishel Brocha. The second thing is, it's Midin Derech Heirus. Like we have Hasava, we like kings. King drinks wine. So Chazal Metaken to drink four Arba Koishel Shel Yayin, Keneged Derech Heirus. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, and brings down in the Har Tzvi, based on Tzvi Frank, He says this yesod already, that there's two dinim in the Arba Koises. One din, Derech Heirus, one din, Koishel Bracha. And he says an afkemine. He says, as Koishel Bracha, it's four different mitzvahs. Kiddush, Haggadah, Birkas HaMazon, and Vahalot. Mishum Derech Heirus, you need to drink all of the four. If a person cannot drink all of the four, there's no point to drink. Like if a person cannot eat a kezayit matzah, chatzi kezayit zeklum. A person can't have a whole lulav, we'll have a half. Half an essay, we'll come to shul. Nothing. As kos shel bracha, you have to have four kosot. Everyone is a separate mitzvah. Kiddush, Haggadah, Birkas HaMazon, Halel. Aber mitzad derech heirus, you have to have all of the four. And we'll see later in afkemine. We'll see a big nafkemine, la'aloche, that a lot of people don't realize, that because you have to drink all the four mitzvah derech heirus, you have to have all of the four together. And he brings the ayot from the Gemara. The Rambam, and I want, maybe we'll try to miyas the halachot. We'll see the nafkaminas. The Rambam brings down in Perek Zayin, halacha teret. Shoso arba koisis eilu. If a person drank the arba kosot, miyayin she'eino mazug. Strong wine. Yatsa yedei arba koisis, velo yotso yedei chayrus. עוד פעם, שתה ארבע כוסות אלו מיין חי שאינו מזוג, יוצא ידי דלת קויסס, ולא יוצא ידי חיירוס. שוסו בבסחס, you want one cup, two cups, three cups, four cups, ידי חירות יצא, ידי ארבע קויסס לא יצא. Again, שתה יין חי, כסדר, ידי ארבע קויסס יצא, ידי חירות לא יצא. שתה בבת אחת, one after each other, ידי חירוס יוצא, ידי ארבע קויסס לא יוצא. What is the hesper? It's a gemore. So the briskerov says the yesoid, and we'll try to explain it in our way. The first mishnah in Arvei Pesachim says, you have to give, you know, kimcha de pisre, what we know, ואפילו אני המחזר על הפתחים, לא יפחתו לו מארבע כוסות. Right? Everyone knows. Even a poor person, you don't have to, you have to give him the things that he needs for Seder night. לא יפחתו לו מארבע כוסות. מה זה לא יפחתו לו? מי זה לא? לא יפחתו מארבע כוסות. מי זה לא? לא יפחתו לו מארבע כוסות. What is לא? What? What is לא? The only... Tesis has a shayla. Everyone in the family has to drink arba kosot, or only the Abba shomer ta agada. Omer tosfot, lo yifchetu lo. One set. One set. Not everyone has to drink. This is the first tesis in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Briskerov brings that Reb Chaim asked, why? Matzah also only the father eats? Karpas also only the Abba? Maror also, or everyone eats? Why the Arba Kosot, Taisa says, you give only one set to the one that says the Agada? Omer Rabbi Iskerov, Taisa is Mechadesh, that Arba Koisis is like Kiddush. Kiddush, only the Balabait Mekadesh. And Kiddushin, only the Mesader Kiddushin holds the cup. Brit Milah, the one that makes the Brachot. You have to, Chazal will attack in tonight to make four brochas. Arba kosot shel mitzvah. Kiddush, because the Moslem are God of the Halal. Of a one person could be Moitzi everyone. Another Tosfot that says the same Yisod. How much you have to drink from the Arba kosot? What? So the Gemara says, V'hu sheshata rube de kosot. Taisa says what it means. Melo lugmav. Like we drink in Kiddush. So the Biskarov, מה פתאום? ולא לוגמה בדרך כלל זה רויב רביס. Why רויב רביס? Maybe you have to drink the whole kois. Why? Is the din ארבע כויסס. So the Biskarov. Tesfus learns that the ארבע כויסס is the din kois של ברוכה. So the same halacha that one person can be moitzi the whole family, and arba koisis one person is moitzi the whole family. For the same reason in kiddush you drink roiv melol ugmav, and if you're a small person you drink a small shiur, and lel seder is the same. And Rambam state chayov kol echod veechod lishtois arba koisis balaylo hazeh as a din midin derecheirus. Everyone has to drink arba kosot. Not only that, the Rambam says, "Vehu sheishte rova kos." And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha: if you have such a big cup, if you choshesh to the Rambam, you have to drink rova kos. No maspik rov reviit. And the male mishnah machmir b'dat the Rambam doesn't take a big kos for lel seder because you have to finish rova kos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Velekatchila sheigmor kol kos." And the kiddush is not din lekatchila sheigmor kol kos. Very pashut. And kiddush is not deemed to drink. You have to mekadesh al hakos. So lo kavod lekos shel bracha, so you drink it. How much? Rov. Here is a din to drink. Arba kasot. Rov. Rubei kikulon. But Moshe tamid adif lasot et hakol like you're doing it and not to do it only rov. So you also, like atchili, you have to do the whole thing. So the Beskerov is miyaset us that we have a machlekes Rambam Teisvus. The Rambam learns that we have an arba kasot din derecheirus. Mele, everyone in the family has to drink it. And Teisvus learns it's not dafka derecheirus. As medin kosher bracha. I think this is very simple. We'll go to the next step. So the Beskerov says this is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam learned is both halachot. Also midin koshel bracha, and also midin derech rut. Loshan Rambam. Shoso oisoi chai. He took the wine when it's strong, not sweet. Yedei arba kosot yotzo. Az koshel bracha was yotze. Yedei cheirus lo yotzo. If it's not gishmak, if it's not tasty, we'll see later halachot. B'meile you're not yotze derech rut. So shtoi chai, yedei arba koises yotzo, yedei cheirus lo yotzo. Shosu bevasachas, 1, 2, 3, 4, yedei cheirus yotzo. If you took good wine. Aber yedei arba koises, that it's a din koishe broche keseder, lo yotzo. So these are the two halachot. If shtoi bevasachas, yedei cheirus yotzo, yedei dalet koises lo yotzo. So the first part that we have very clearly is that we're saying that it's two dinim. Lefi the Rambam. Din dalet koises midin koishel brocha and a din derecheirus. And Teisvus learned that it's only a koishel brocha. Nafkemine, that only one of the family has to drink. Second nafkemine, that meloi lugmo vezanot. Mashengen lefi the Rambam, everyone needs to drink. This is very simple. So let me get a little bit deeper. The Briskerov is mechadesh you betoich advorim duch the Rambam that you could cut it to two. I would say lefi the Rambam is two dinim, derech eirus and kosher brocha. Oh, but the night of Seder, the way you could be yotze the derech eirus that you do the four kosher brochas. In Rambam we see that we could cut it. If you drink yain chai, yedei arba koises yotze, yedei eirus lo yotze. Shtom bevasachas, yedei cheirus yotzo, yedei dalet kois lo yotzo. The most of the guy will drink first four gishmaki cups, and then he will do the agudah keseder, so the mother of shechi will be good. So we have ba'etzem two chidush. First chidush that we miyasa the machleik is that lefi Teisvus, it's midin koshel brocha. Lefi the Rambam, it's midin derech cheirus. And also koshel brocha. But now we mechadash, the Beskerov is mechadash the second chidush, that you could divide it to two. You could be yoytze yedei cheirus and not yoytze koshel broche. You could yoytze koshel broche and not yoytze derech cheirus. So the Beskerov goes weiter to the next step. To the next step. In the Ramosh state, aloche. What would be if a person does not have wine? Not out of wine. So the aloche is you could do arba kosot from Chamar Medina. What is Chamar Medina? The famous story of the Besalevi, that you could do it with milk. The person came to ask the Besalevi if you could be yotze arba kosot with milk. My mother was in Siberia for 6 years. They did arba kosot and milk. So they came to ask the Besalevi if you could do arba kosot and milk. So the Besalevi called his gabe. They told him, this person needs kimcha de pischa. The guy comes to ask the kasha if you could do arba kosot with milk. Obviously, he's not going to eat chicken and meat tonight. So, a good rav, when he comes to get such a shaila, he doesn't answer. He sends the chicken and meat, yeah? The person's coming to ask you if you could do it with milk. So, the Ramo says, if you can't find arba kosot from wine, you could do it from Chamar Medina. Why? We see in Hilchot Kiddush that if you can't, you don't have wine. So, you know, normally we have Chamar Medina also beer. And we're on Pesach, we can't use beer. So we use milk for Chamar Medina. Zog the Briskerov, I'm asking you a question. Chamar Medina, you could be yotze al koishel brocho. Aber derech eirus you're not yotze. So what is the pshat in the Ramo? What is the pshat in the Ramo? How the Ramo could say that if you don't have wine, you could be yotze dalet koises v'chamar medina. How big is it in Chamar Medina? L'chaura, when you drink Chamar Medina, you have Keshel Bracha. But you don't have Derech Eimus. No, Pashto Terat, no? What? Can't hear. But what's with the Zweite Mitzvah? Almost. Pashto Terat, I want, because soon we'll see. Milk is not chayus. You're almost there. He doesn't have mishen loy, so he doesn't have wine. Zog de ramo chodsh. At least yoytze chamar et din of koyishel bracha. You're right, but the pshat is what? As I said, the biskir of pshat in the ramo. What the ramo said that if you don't have wine, you can be yoytze chamar medina. The Ramo meant, Mi she'ein lo yayin, someone doesn't have wine, so anyway, he can't be yoytze cheirus, chotsh, at least, be yoytze the din of koyishel bracha. Avad, it's giboyt on the biskerov, that we said that it's two dinim, and you could schneid, and you could separate the second din from the first din. I think this is glad. Well, say, now we'll go to the next step. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says a halacha like this. Someone that the wine is not good for him. Simon Tofa in base, see if you. Mechaber. He hates wine. Tzorich litchoik atzmoy velishtois lekayem mitzvahs dalet koises. Someone doesn't like life. So the Shulchan Aruch says, too bad, tonight you have to drink wine. We'll get later the grape juice, yeah? So, Asif in Shulchan Aruch, Tofayin Beis. Mi sha'ayayin mazikoi, oi sha'soinoi, hates it. Tzorich litchoik atzmoi, lishtois yayin. Chofetz Chaim has a sefer that's called Mishneh Berurah. And the Shulchan Aruch, he writes there a aloche, but I have no makor, makor atzmo. Hu adin sheyochel lishtois chamar medina. He doesn't have to force himself to drink wine. Hu adin sheyochel lishtois chamar medina. Shulchan Aruch said if someone hates wine, he has to force himself to drink wine tonight. So the Chofetz Chaim, lefi de Ramo, this is mechaber. But the Ramo said that you could do chamar medina. So if the Ramo said that you could do Chamar Medina, I'm taking the Ramo and I'm adding him here also. So I heard from my Shver, Rav Avraham Gruvitz, Mechud the Mishnah Berurah is a mistake. Acha Mishnah Sakrovit. There we said, Mishael Loi, at least do Chamar Medina. Here a person has wine. He doesn't like it. If he would drink Chamar Medina, but he's not Yaitzid Erechemus. He's not Yaitzid Erechemus. So Adach of Etz Chaim could come and say, So the Mechaber says, force yourself to drink wine. So the Mishnah Berurah, don't force yourself. V'hu adin chamar medina. Ramo. No makor. Chofetz Chaim levad. No shaychus. We are answered. We said it so clear before. Again, if you don't know the whole shir, so the Ramo said chamar medina, everything is one thing, not two dinim, one dinim. If the Ramo said chamar medina is good, here it's also good. And everything is glad. But when you go to the lumdus of the sugya, now it's mamash like cloth that the pshat. We have one din koishel broche. We have one din derecheirus. Chamar medina is only koishel broche. It's not derecheirus. So when a person ain't loyayin, so the Ramo, if he doesn't have wine, he can't do derecheirus. Chosh, do koishel broche. But someone has wine, he just doesn't like wine. So one of the two. Other lechure. Or the Chofetz Chaim be mechadesh that if you hate it, it's not called derech eirus. And this brings us to a big chiddush. We'll have time, we'll get it. Some people don't like wine. But the frum, they put it into the grape juice, yeah? Now we'll see later if grape juice is called derech eirus or not. But long as the grape juice is called derech eirus, they bring up some emotion. Fine, it's an idiot to drink wine. If you don't like it, there's no idiot to drink wine. You're not yet to the chayus anyway. Stick to your grape juice.
Mechaber.
What?
Mechaber.
If the mechaber pashas the mechaber Ramo is not chulik at the mechaber, he just bought down
that.
Okay, but the mechaber said doichik is atzmi lishtes yain. Who are din chamar medina? The mechaber didn't bring down the din of chamar medina. The mechaber didn't bring chamar medina. We're going now on the tzad that grape juice and wine are the same. Some say grape juice is not kosher broche. Grape juice is not called derecheus. But if we're saying that grape juice is called derecheus, just you want to be machmir to drink wine, the filim mishnebura, you're losing the mile of derecheus. The mechaber, what the mechaber will say? The mechaber says nitrik atzmai. He has to force himself to drink. Yeah, but he's not mekayim derecheus. The mishnebura learns. No, he's not kosher broche. Mishnebura learned that anyway he doesn't have kosher broche.
You don't have to drink the whole kais.
The mechaber doesn't have to drink the whole kais. The Rama like this. Roiv. Now I want to go. Was a famous maise with two of the kids of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Briskerov and Reb Moshe. Moshe had a son that then moved to America, and both of them were going in an inn before Pesach. And they were very poor. In that days, people were very poor. And they couldn't afford to buy two sets of arba koises. They had money either for one set of arba koises of wine or two sets of chamar medina. So they were betting what to buy. They had a couple of piastres, zlotikesh, they called it that. And they could have bought or arba koises from wine, one set, or two koises of chamar medina. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik told the Briskerov, we will buy one set of wine, and one will be moitzi the other. Why? He said like this. If we buy chamar medina, we only yoytze koishel brocha. If we buy one set, as koishel brocha, one could be moitzi each other. Right? So at least, the one that will make the kiddush will have two dini. And I'm older, so I will have the wine. This was his cheshbon. This is what he told me. So this is the cheshbon. We'll buy one set, and I'll be moitzi you. What are you tithing? You have to drink. Why do you have to drink? Taisa said you don't have to drink. The Rambam said that you have to drink because it's for the derecheus. But the derecheus you'll anyway not have if you will drink chamar medina. Not only that, he told him, even for kiddush, the katchila we prefer wine from chamar medina. So again, we have a katchila. And if the shtikel Torah is not true, and Taisa holds that one could be mighty each other, even in the din of derecheus, so it's for sure good. So chamar medina is only kosher brach. Now, if one is mighty each other, pashas l'pshir b'chayim and finish the kotei, we said, as kosher brach. So we only could gain, the same story happened, by Reb David Povarsky, it's printed in the Sefer Maisa Ish. One year he was very sick, he was allergic to grapes. He went to ask Chazanish what to do. He said, I could drink chamar medina. He came to ask him, he doesn't know what is chamar medina, orange juice. Or I could be yaitza with someone else. Chazanish told him to be yaitza with someone else. And the Chazanish told him the whole shtikel Torah, he said, nah. He said, if you drink chamar medina, it's kosher brocha. It's kosher brocha, you could be yaitza with another person. So why I'm telling you to be yaitza with another person? He said, maybe the shtikel Torah is not true. And maybe taste is held that one can be married to each other, even in kosher brocha. We said for sure like that. Oh, but maybe the shtikel Torah is not true. And not only that, he told him, I don't know what is chamar medina today. So b'meila la'aloche. If a person, for example, is not sure he can't drink wine, so it would be wrong if a rav to tell him, so a rav that didn't learn the sugya will open, oh, misha yayin mazikoi as a mishnah berurah, chamar medina. And this is what some rabbanim that just learned mishnah berurah, this is what he passed. Yayin mazikoi is a mefurish mishnah berurah. And you can drink chamar medina. We know that's not a etzah. The best thing is to be yaitzeh with someone else that is doing on wine, on grape juice. Because maybe, first we don't know what is chamar medina, and maybe the pshat and taste is that you could be moitzi also in that din. But if you do chamar medina, When you do yourself, you only have the mile of kosher bracha. And when you yaitzah with another person, you could be yaitzah double. You could be yaitzah the same thing. Now, like we said, the din derecheirus, the Al Tzvi explained, that is only if you do all of the four together, you have the derecheirus. Because kosher bracha, you have separate ones. So some people, they drink grape juice. But they want to add wine, because they feel grape juice is a little bit... But the first two kaises, they're scared to fall asleep. So they add wine, and the last kais, the second kais, is the worst thing that they're doing. Why? There's no union of one kais and derecheirus. All the four are the same. As derecheirus, you have to have four cups. So first, they're not gaining to do it. Well, the first two cups, they go with a little bit of wine, and then they add wine. So this is a chisal. Not only that, if they're adding wine and they don't like wine, lefidim mishnebura, it could be they're losing their chayus. So again, some said, Ramosh had a shayla of grape juice in our days, you could be yaitza alba kaisa sanat. I'm asking, it's a shayla. If grape juice in our days, you could be yaitza alba kaisa sanat. The ikar psak in the halacha was that you are yaitza in grape juice. Just, you machmir, people are choshesh and want to add wine. But you have to know, if you don't like the wine, so the mele, you're losing lefil cheshbon. We answered the Mishnah Berurah that if you don't like it, then you force yourself to drink. Now, there's another big nefkimine that was in Eretz Yisrael now, a couple of years ago. Some old people can drink. They're laying in bed. So they put a straw in the kais. You could be yitzeh to drink in a straw. I'm speaking about a straw, a plastic straw that you put into the cup. Not some cups come with a straw. I'm not going into that cups. You know, the kids' cups? That is a different shayla. I'm not going into that. Maybe it's better. And I will explain. As kosher brocha and kiddush is no problem. We know some of us, even when you do kiddush, you know, they pour to another kais and they drink from the other kais. Moshe in el aseidah, you can't do that. Because in el aseidah, you have to drink the kais. Has to be a drinking derecheirus. If it's a kosher bracha, so you make the bracha, and then it's a din that the liquid has to go inside you. The asaba, but it's a din, the liquid that you drink, kosher bracha has a din to drink it, and the seder is a din how to drink the kosher bracha. But if it's mitzad, the shtias hakosher derecheirus, so a lot want to say that while it's a din to drink it derecheirus, you have to drink it from the kos. So again, what happens if the old man cannot, nursing home, they have to drink? So again, the same answer. That someone else will do that dalet kaisis. And he'll be mighty then. And then, you mechaven yourself, but if not, you'll also drink. You give them a kais, but you tell them, first have in mind that you're yoytze by the mekadesh, and he's mighty you with all of the halochas, and then you drink also your kais. You drink also your kais. I want to finish with one zach. There's another hesbel why we drink dafka the dalet kaisis from wine. Why dafka from wine? What is the aside of wine? The Mefarshim explain, you know, when a person drinks a bottle of wine and they bring him a better bottle of wine. So the halacha is you make a broche hatoy ve'ameitim. The most nicest bracha that a Jewish person could do. Hatoiv v'hameitiv. Now, I would think that this bracha, Hatoiv v'hameitiv, I will make it when you finish Shas. Hatoiv v'hameitiv, maybe Bavli Yerushalmi. But only think a guy is eating a bar of chocolate and they bring him a Swiss chocolate. Hatoiv v'hameitiv. Prostate, yeah? Hatoiv v'hameitiv. Shas. So Tesis and Psochim speaks about it. Tesis has a tzad. The Gemara says that the Atoy Ve'ameti was nitkan because Amazon and Ahuge Besa, when the Goyim killed the whole city and the blood was going over and they watered the plants from it. But we'll go now Behel and Divra Tesis. So I heard once a pshat. Every product that comes down to the world, for example, wheat, they come down. It's not ready yet. You work on it. It becomes bread. Potatoes, you cook it. Some things come ready already. Apples, oranges. grapes come down to the world Shiva Samini. Not stama product, a quality product. You spoil it, and then it becomes a better product. It's the only product. We are mashal. Person that never saw how people do wine. Never saw. They tell him, come to France, it's a special place where they do wine. He comes to this place, they have big grapes. Every grape is like 5 pounds. So, special place. He looks. He sure they were selling, you know, sell them to make a lot of money. Someone comes, they pick off the grapes, they put it on the floor, in the pit, and they start to step in it. He says, French people, Meshugoy. Okay. Hutch, they will have grape juice. He waits 5 minutes. No. Now let it to get sour. He says, French, go Meshugoy. Okay. Hutch, they will have vinegar. No. Now it becomes wine. He says, oh, okay, they made wine. No. Now they close it in barrels. They send it down, not to open for 100 years. He goes back and he says, I don't know. By us, we bury people. Here they bury wine. French people, Meshugoy. Now, we know that this is the process to do wine. So I'm asking you a question. So when you go and you see it, you have a kasha. French people, Meshugoy. The Yeshleim, are they not? Oh, you don't have a question. This is the way you do wine. Will happen once that you will have a question, oh, why they did it, and remember the answer. Yeah, it's the way to do wine. Sinishkin kasha bichlau. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into Mitzrayim. They say, I heard once that the biggest apikoyim has asked his father in Lila Seder, and he doesn't want to do the Lila Seder. Why? He said, I was walking in the street. I saw a guy walking, falling into a pit, broke his hands, his legs, his head. A guy ran, pulled him out, took him to the hospital, stand near him for 3 weeks. Then he had rehab for months. The guy sold his house, bought a special house with a ramp, got nurses, standing there for 3 years till the guy passed rehab and started to walk. So everyone came over to this guy. The whole city was looking up to this guy. Stopped his life, looking after this guy for 3 years. They made a big party, a big mishabeach for the guy. You know, they honored him. The guy gets up and says, I don't deserve no yishakech. You know, I dug this pit. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into Mitzrayim, yishakech, he took us out. Now, which we really appreciate. Azeh gifrek da apikoyos, his father in Lila Seder. Yeah, to our generation, and maybe you're not allowed to say it in Lila Seder, because the kids will be left with a question. Yeah? What is the answer? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to become Klal Yisrael. He made us better people. Mitzrayim was a way that we became Yidden forever. All of the goyim in that days, nothing is left of them. We became quality people. The grapes are a ready product. You break it, you spoil it, but in the end the best wine comes. They say over a famous mice, there was two people that passed the Holocaust. One, his number was 0056. One was 0057. 0056 comes up to the Shemaim, 6 years in Auschwitz, and gets a 500,000 palaces of gold. 0057 gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 0056 goes over as a place there, you know, where you put your complaints, and he says, I taught in Olam HaEmes, things are straight. We sat together in Auschwitz for 6 years, the same bunk. One day I ate the donkey meat, he ate the bread. The other, one Shabbos he went to work, one Shabbos I went to work. Tefillin, one day me, one day him, 50-50. How it could be in Olam HaEmes, I got 500,000 palaces of gold, and my friend got, in 0057, got 1,000,000 palaces. He waits 3 days, he gets back an answer, don't know how it works there yet, but he gets back an answer. You remember the last day in Auschwitz? Remember. Knew what happened? So 0056 says, I remember, the Nazis shooted a bullet in the head of 0057. He fell on the floor, but he didn't die. The Nazis sent the black dog to take pieces off. He was screaming, but he didn't die. The Nazis stepped on him. After 2 hours, he died. You, 0056, picked up your eyes and you said, Boy Re'olam, 6 years Auschwitz. 6 years. You know what the 6 years Auschwitz, they peel off the nails, wires in the ears to the nose. Auschwitz. Ich bet ein Sache, Boy Re'olam, I'm asking you one favor. When the bullet hits me, just take away my neshama. And after 6 years of Auschwitz, Hashem could not say no to you. And when the bullet hit you, your neshama went. For that 2 extra hours that 0057 suffered, he got another 500,000 palaces of gold. So 0056 picks up his eyes and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, why you listen to me? When we are come up, and this year is not Isurim, Parshas Metzora, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Nega, Nun Gimel Ayin, Nega, you read it opposite. What says, if you read it opposite, that's it? Oneg. Ketuv, Ve'lo Afach HaNega Eno, Tameh. When a person thinks that a nega is a tzarat, bad for him. A person speaks Lashon Hara on the whole neighborhood. He'll come to the Shemayim, there's no mitzvot, everything fell from the holes, right? Hashem loves him, if he doesn't love him, so he stays the most popular guy in Shtut. Everyone laughs for his jokes. If Hashem loves him, he gives him a spot, no one talks to him, he starts to cry, but he comes to the Shemayim, so when Afach HaNega Eno, when the guy realizes it's a oneg to have a nega, then tahor. Aval kozman shelo Afach Eno, tameh. Why is that toy ve'ameiti? When we're sitting in Lela Seder and we realize that Shimud Mitzrayim, why you think, we told the kids, why we have to start from the whole story? Not only to realize that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Lela Seder is from the beginning. The Shiabud is the way that we became special. This is what made us special. This is what we're proud of. My mother told me, mother, every Lela Seder, my mother was 6 years in Siberia. She says, you know, she had a long life. She tells me, everything in life, she's masking to switch. You know, she's masking to bargain. One thing, she doesn't want to switch with no one. 6 years of Siberia, she's leaving by herself. She's not giving it to no one. This is what we Jews, this is what we believe in. When it's hard, it's hard. When we pass the hard days, we're proud of it. This adds to us. This is our honor. Lela Seder, we have to know, and I want to tell you, the avodah of Lela Seder is to believe that Hashem loves us, and when it's hard from the neighbors, and hard from our kids, and hard in money, everything is for our good. We don't understand it, but we mekabel it be'ahava. When you come after a whole night, and you believe in the emunah shlema, you don't have to lock the door. Because you believe everything is from Hashem. Someone that didn't come to that madriga, if he's allowed to leave the door open or not, he has to ask his rav, because I don't know if he has the shmira. But the matara of Lela Seder is to come to that point, to come in the night to that argasha. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. So this is the reason we take the wine. So again, so Bezrat Hashem, when we hold the wine, we know, derech heirus, koy shel broche, biskerov tosfot, but then also to think about the machshava. The grapes come to the world, you work on them, but in the end we get a wine that we make in it.